Okay, here with Coach Beatty. First, how's camp going? Like, overall, how do you feel about the first 4 days?
Got a lot in. You know, guys have done a good job of picking it up. They did a good job all summer to be able to be in a position to pick it up because we've thrown a lot at them. We've got probably 80% of the offense in.
That's going to be my next question. Is how much do you have installed and how much you do a little more each day in meetings and how much just putting it in day by day?
Yeah, we put probably, like I said, about 80% for the first four practices. That's the most anywhere I've been to have that much in, and it's really, you know, because those guys done such a good job in the summertime of being able to take what happened in the spring through the summer up till now. So they've done a good job of grasping. Obviously got a long way to go, but they got an idea of what to do. Now we got to teach them exactly how to do it.
Yeah, and will you be adding wrinkles throughout the year? Do you have a playbook and it's installed by September 1 and then you run with it? Or do you see yourself as a staff or, you know, kind of alter some things?
You know, we're going to run what we run. You know, I think almost everybody, you know, you put your offense in and you run what you run to be good. And then you always, now and then you see something you like, you might want to throw some wrinkles in because they do certain things to try to attack, you know, with the way they're playing you. But we're going to run what we run and be good at what we run for the most part. And if we could do that, I've always found the teams that do that are usually the teams that are pretty good. You know, Alabama runs what they run.
Sure, yeah.
They're really good at what they run. And they don't need a whole bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of what we'd like to be in a similar vein.
Yeah. So I asked Coach Gonzalez this yesterday. He said you two met even before the Percy Harvin meeting and he was recruiting him from Florida, like in 96 or something like that.
98. He recruited a player of mine when I was at North Stafford High School, Paris Edwards. He was at Kent State then.
Yeah.
So we've known each other a long time.
So you got back together again when you had Percy Harvin as eyes. And is he the best player you've ever coached?
He's not close.
You looking for the next Percy Harvin to bring here?
Everyone in the country is. He's special.
Because he's so multiple, he could do
everything
you wanted to do.
You know, he could run routes and do all the things a receiver could do, but then he could do all the stuff like a running back.
Yeah.
You know, and he was 0 to 60 like that. You know, there's not too many of them.
Yeah. So you, 98, you were together, 2004 or 2005, we knew each other, and now here you are, co-offensive coordinator.
Yeah, we always kept up. I'd call him when he was at, you know, we played him when I was at West Virginia. We played LSU down there 1 year, so we got a chance to catch up. And then, you know, I called him. We talked, you know, quite a bit. And last year we were both in the SEC.
Yeah.
So we've always kept up since then, but it's, you know, obviously not like now when you see each other every day.
Right. And how's the fit? You think you two can run the offense well together?
I think, you know, the biggest thing in anything is, you know, we want the Illinois offense to be good. It's not Billy Gonzalez's offense or Chris Beatty's offense. It's Illinois' offense. So, you know, he's got a bunch of great ideas. You know, Luke Buckus has got a bunch of great ideas. So we just want to get all the great ideas and put them together in a system that works and fits together. So,
you know, have you decided yet who's going to be in the booth in the sky or who's going to be on the sideline or anything like that?
He's going to be on the sideline and I'm going to be in the box.
You're going to be in the box. Okay. And who, you going to have anybody up there with you or did you as that?
Yeah, well, Coach Salem will be up there as
Okay.
You know, and then we'll have some GAs up there too to see some things and charge some things.
Sure. Have you done that at Vandy or at West Virginia, were you ever a box coach?
No, I was always on the field.
Yeah, so you're looking forward to that? Do you think?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because you see the game different up there, and you're kind of removed from all the emotion of it.
Yeah.
You know, so you can just sit back and see, you know, the movement and see what they're trying to do, as opposed to sitting back and sometimes getting caught in the emotion of what's going on on the field. So, and plus, it's always hard on the field to see the other side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'll ask you one more question. Give me a name maybe Illini fans haven't heard of, a guy, a younger guy who's sticking out so far.
I'm really, really, really happy with Damian Iola.
Yeah.
He's really made a bunch of plays.
Yeah.
He came from a program that's kind of bred football down there at St. Thomas Aquinas, and you know, you win national championships in high school, those things kind of carry over because you're a winner, and he knows how to work. He's been coached really well.
Yeah.
We're really happy with where he is right now. He's a guy that people are going to be excited about.
Great. I appreciate it, Coach.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.